Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
All right, if you're one of those who finds Mondays very challenging, I don't. I love Monday. But if you're one of those that it's a new week and it gets you down and you're not ready and you don't like it, that right there, Coach Probst, that sounder right there, that audio clip is meant to motivate you, to get you going. If that doesn't get you going, I can't help you. Go to somebody who charges a lot more than I charge for that advice. Alan, down in Tampa, will lead off there. What's up, Alan?
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are good. How about you?
I'm good, man. How about them Seminoles? How much worse can it get?
Yeah, I thought it was good that they were able to keep it to 35-14. I was pleasantly surprised. I was happy.
I left in the third quarter. We were down at the beach. I told Tracy, I said, the heck with this, let's go get some dinner. I left. I couldn't watch no more.
Best I can tell, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, honestly, what surprised me was Cousin Eddie. I got to give Perry credit, man. That dude had them ready to play. They should have won that game.
That game was not the one-sided affair I expected. Not even close.
When I left to go to dinner, we went to a place on the water. We hung out there for a while. 21-3. I figured it was going to be a blowout. We got back and I
think
the score. I was shocked.
Yeah, Alabama's been doing that, and again, we'll give the Gators some credit there. But they'll get rolling, and then they'll hit a dead spot there, and the offense bogged down on them. And they got behind the change on a 1st and 15. It kind of cost them too. But hey, give the Gators some credit. Yeah.
Yeah, give them. I know one thing. I wouldn't want to be a player, assistant coach, a parking lot attendant, the elevator attendant Sunday in Tuscaloosa. I guarantee you can hear that dude screaming down the road.
Probably got ugly, yeah.
I'm sure it did, but I was adorable, man. I don't know. I thought he was the right guy, but the discipline is just not there. I mean, late hit out of bounds, penalty. Held him on fourth down, up the punter. They get the ball back, score a touchdown. I mean, it's a comedy of errors.
I don't know if they're just that dilapidated roster-wise, or if he's not the right hire. I'm confused there. Are they that bad? It's hard to imagine.
Well, I think you could have gave Foss and our players, if we took a chance, he would have beat us with our players.
Clawfence has done a good job over there at Wake. He actually has.
Yeah, like Brad Bryant used to say, I'll beat you with mine or I'll beat you with yours, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
But I think Norm will not be the right guy. I mean, the Memphis, he had a good record, but maybe it's just worse than everybody saw it. I mean, but I think we win one game this year, which should beat UMass. And I'm serious. I don't really think we're going to win one game this year, and that's going to be it.
Boy.
My wife's cousin's flying in Thursday to go to the game with us, and he's flying in from Nashville. He lives up there in, just outside of Nashville. I'm on age of Tennessee fan. I'm going to ask him how it is to go through mediocrity and all that stuff for years. I got a feeling that's what it's going to be. But you look at Alabama between Gene Stallings and Saban. What did they do?
Hired a bunch of coaches who weren't right for the job.
There you go. And to rub insult into injury, I got to work in Gainesville this week. I'm on my way to Gainesville right now.
Hey, make sure and get you in Hogtown. Get your money up front.
Oh yeah, man. I'm working for the University of Florida. Somebody gave them a piece of property that had an old gas station on it, and we're pulling the fuel tanks out. So I'm working for the university.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Look at me, man. I'm gonna get up in the world.
Don't. Make sure that excavator doesn't have any Florida State stickers on it while you're doing that.
I'm gonna put a big old sticker on it when I smash something, so I'll feel better. But in Paul Mall, Brett, in the borough, when you get your national championships with Kentucky football, and I'll get mine, FSU will line them up, and we'll see who's got the most.
Alan, be safe in Hogtown, man.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Bill. Have a good day, buddy.
You too. Jim Wilco here on Twitter. Bill, painfully stinging loss for my Gators, but watching the Noles and Canes capitulate with the wrong head coaches does help some. Also, if Clemson, Bill, is average, the ACC is just Conference USA with larger stadiums. That's pretty well wordsmith there. I like the way he put that together. Coach Marshall checking in this morning as well. Johnny Vegas, I did not see this. He said, Bill, I'm sure you saw this. And I didn't. He said in the Iowa State-UNLV game, Tate Martell played. He was 2 of 6 for 27 yards. He had 4 rushes for 2 yards. I did not see that. That escaped me. I would be lying if I told you I knew those stats right there. Just saying. Pac-12, Dave, Bill, it was a little early first hour to have Jeff in the Borough on. Yeah, he surprised me. Surprised me with that. Julia down in Atlanta. Bill, Alabama is going to be fine. They won by 2 in the humid swamp, and that's a good thing. D-line will get better. Tell Kevin Hagan and everybody that everything's going to be okay. Yeah, Kevin was on with us, and Kevin said that after that game, Kevin is on every Friday with us, and he said that he was not satisfied with the performance of this team. And he also told me, he sent me a text. He said, after the game, his phone blew up for hours. Getting calls from Alabama fans ticked off. I can imagine. RJ over in South Carolina. Bill, you can't tell how peaceful it is right now in South Carolina. Clemson fans have gone off the deep end and completely shut up. Yeah, big LSU fan over there. Major moves over in West Bygon, Virginia. Bill, the cocktail party is looking very, very sexy at this time. Also, and he's got some balls. I was about to read a no balls of steel. That repost that, and I'll get it in hour number 3. Tabs up in Chicago. She says, Bill, we all know watching this week that it's further proof that preseason rankings are, and it's a, it's the Twitter gif of the dumpster fire in a flood. Floating down the street. Yeah, preseason rankings, I don't really mind them at all. I don't really care. I when they come out, I'll notice them a little bit. I don't even look much. I'll notice the first one that's released usually just because it's been a while, right? But I don't pay much attention to that. Not week 3, week 4, whatever. No, Kev. Bill, did you see the end of the Bishop Gorman Hamilton game? Bishop Gorman. Now, here's what I recall. I saw the Twitter clips. I wasn't watching the game, no. And I saw the tweets about it and everything else. Bishop Borman, kind of the IMG Academy of the West Coast, I guess, right? Located over there in Nevada. They were up, and I think I've got this right. Correct me now. Something like 24-7 with a minute and a half to go and lost the game to Hamilton. With a minute and a half or a minute 20, somewhere in there, they lost the game. Up something like 17 points. Yeah, I did. I saw the clips. I saw people talking about it. I really didn't dig in on it too much. Will over in Arkansas is a big Boomer Sooner fan. Says, Bill, a few of the Sooner fans are losing their minds about the team and how they're playing. I'm an old-timer and remember way back to 2020. OU started 1-2. He says 19 AP-ranked teams have lost in the first 3 weeks. Most losses by ranked teams through 3 weeks all-time college football parity right now. Yeah, it's an interesting year. Now, I don't know if it has anything to do with coming off a COVID season or I just don't know. But I am not comparing this to 07. Not at all. Could it end up that way? I've never thought we would ever see another 07. I still don't. But we're only week three. We're only through week three. Bama Mark says, here's the thing, Bill. Dan Mullen always plays Alabama close over the years, even at Mississippi State. Credit him and his game plans. He even said this week, we get close but haven't figured out how to beat Bama. Moving forward, Bama will continue to improve, especially in the running game. Here's the thing about Alabama. We were talking earlier that it looks like Clemson, particularly, well, predominantly offensively, they're just not equipped this year. Dabo Sweeney even said, guys, this is the players. This is what we've got. This is the depth chart. So we are what we are here. They're not what they are used to being. Weaponry offensively. Buckeyes are still trying to find themselves. Certainly defensively. Oklahoma not clicking. Alabama in a close call Saturday, but here's the thing you know about Alabama. And I don't know if you can say that about all these other teams. Alabama personnel-wise is more equipped. Now Georgia looks really good. Georgia looks like the most complete team other than Alabama. As of now. Balls are still coming up hour number three on this Monday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Right now, I'm looking at this crash here up against the wall. It's 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Now, this is just going to add insult to injury to all that traffic flow that's trying to get out of Rutherford County right now. Again, we are looking at it live, and it's slow go out here. Several cars involved up against the wall on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway trying to get in from Rutherford County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
And now Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, our premier full-service exterior expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial, roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031 and online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC, proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed, this truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Your Atlanta Braves are trying to close out their fourth straight division title, but the battle for the East is always a close one.
1-1 on the way. He connects, and it's a high fly ball to deep right field, way back towards the seats, and this ball is gone!
Tonight, the Braves' West Coast trip continues with a trip to Arizona as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Diamondbacks at Chase Field.
Coverage begins tonight at 8:25 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
I got a recipe for you, okay? It's going to blow your mind. Now, you like the deep fry. I understand that. And it's very, very good. I've had them before. They're delicious. Now, first off, you start with your stuffing. This is where I blow your mind. Get yourself 10 frozen White Castle hamburgers, a cup and a half of diced celery, 1 1/4 teaspoon of thyme, 1 1/4 teaspoon of sage, black pepper, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth. Now, these burgers probably are thawed out by now. You want to thaw it out. And then crumble them up, mix that all together, stuff it in your burger. And then what you do is you get a heavy-duty aluminum foil. Before you wrap up your burger, rub it down real good. Take your injector, hot butter, melted, inject it in the breast and underneath the skin, wrap it up, cook it for 5 hours at 325, and you're going to blow your mind.
We're what, 2 months away from Thanksgiving, already running that audio clip. That clip's good anytime. I don't care when we run it. It's good every time. That's how old is that's 2-3 years old, right? It's not that old. It's the old turkey stuffing with White Castle burger clip from Wolverine Dan. Mike up in New Jersey. Bill, good morning. Still on a high after Saturday night. He's talking Penn State and the whiteout against War Damn Eagle. He asks, why on earth would Franklin leave to go to USC? I don't think he would. Butch down in Birmingham. Bill Aliquippa Bob nailed it. The officiating in the SEC doesn't match the quality of anything else in football. And the SEC office doesn't really seem to care. That statement they put out for the Mississippi State-Memphis game was embarrassingly written. Who wrote that? Some kind of 12-year-old intern? Did you read that? It was like some elementary school flunky wrote that or something. They got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. What are they doing in the SEC office? Jason down in Alabama. Bill, all these Gator fans celebrating a moral victory is quite embarrassing. Coach Marshall. Bill, us Vandy fans know don't trust anything James Franklin says about other job openings. Josh up in London. Bill, it was not a good weekend for parlays, but I did win several individual games. Also, the Daily Caller is a Ben Shapiro media outlet. You know, he moved here. Yeah, he lives in the 615. Yeah, that one's the one Julia clipped the article about how college football, a poll they ran, is more popular than the NFL. Let me repeat. It is with me. I don't know if I trust that poll, though. Yeah, I don't know if I trust it. The NFL game has been far inferior to the college game for me for many decades. Many decades. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, are you going to be watching the Detroit Lions game tonight? They're doing some good things in that front office. Yeah, that's what Dan was telling us a couple of months ago. No, I will not be watching that tonight. I will be watching right now my receiver. I tried to turn on Bloomberg here. I was just looking. I was reading something. And it's not letting me. Something's... And just click back. Yeah, something's going on there with my receiver, my DirecTV. I don't know. No, they didn't clip the line. Remember a couple of years ago they clipped the line? No, that didn't happen. Joe down in Boca is with us this morning. What's happening, sir?
Good morning, sir. I think we may have hired somebody in the SEC office from Florida State or somewhere else to write that press release. I will say this. There's a couple things. UCLA losing while we were all had our heads on our pillow, I think, is an interesting example of patting yourself on the back and not recognizing that the other team have got dudes too. You know, and I think the portal has taught us that there are some players who don't necessarily want to sit behind two or three better players, but they, you know, they got athletes and they may transfer. I think that's what you're kind of seeing with some of these other teams competing. Players are going closer to home to play. They may have, you know, chosen to sign, you know, their letters of intent, you know, as a incoming freshman and not recognizing the depth of some of these teams, and it doesn't mean that they can't play. It's just they can't play on that team because they're second or third string. And I think it goes to the point where, you know, and I was listening to your, first of all, your listeners are awesome. It's funny. I do love that comment with regards to, you know, the Conference USA with bigger stadiums. I mean, it's a heck of a tweet because to me, you know, I went to the Minnesota-Ohio State game to open up. I took some clients there, and, you know, one of these clients asked, you know, what's it like in the swamp? And I'm like, well, just take another one of these stadiums and put it on top, you know, because they had sold out and there were 50,000 people there. And trust me, it was a great environment, but being in the swamp on Saturday, honestly, it reminded me of the 90s, you know, when Urban was there. I haven't heard a louder stadium in a long time. The loudest stadium I've ever heard is – and. LSU fans know this. If you haven't been to Death Valley, go. You think it's loud in the fourth quarter. They, like, up it up a notch. It's crazy. But I will say this. You know, Florida's a young team, you know, on the offensive line. That was encouraging. I will, you know, I mean, they got punched in the mouth and almost got knocked out in the first quarter. But the second, third, and fourth quarters, Florida dominated. And I have to say, our defense could not stop them, but they couldn't stop us. And I think it was an amazing – you know, the battle of any game is the front five. And I loved watching. Florida has not dominated on the front line in years. And That's that game, whether you win or lost, it was, I mean, listen, I thought we were going to get crushed. Now, I'm not, there's no moral victories, but I will say this, and it is true, October 30th in Jacksonville, that's going to be a heck of a game. And I think Dan Mullen, you know, you talk about all these coaches that aren't the right fit. Man, is he the right fit for Florida? And that guy can coach. I don't know if our defensive coordinator, I mean, the reason we didn't do well in the first quarter is every third down we blitzed, never got home, gave up the touchdown. If you look at the tape again, you know, after that we didn't blitz on third down. They didn't score, you know, and so, you know, and so that's part of that learning. But I will say this, you know, there's a lot of, I don't want to say it's parity, but these are young teams, and some of these big stars are going out early as juniors or whatever, and it takes time to develop. But I think this, and I'll leave you this, there's a lot of hype, and obviously the four-letter network likes to promote it, whatever. There's no better place than the whiteout and blah, blah, blah. Dude, and no offense to Auburn. Auburn's a good team, a good program, but they're like the fourth or fifth team in the SEC. We'll see at the end of the year how good that team is. But if Penn State is a better team than Ohio State, which today I think they are, that's not great for the Big Ten. You know, I mean, but what we see is on any given day, somebody can beat beat because they got dudes too. So that's what's great about college football. That's what's great about being a fan in the stands. And for those of you who have not gone to a game, I mean, I'm changing my schedule now because Florida did compete, and I'm going to spend the money. And I'm going to roll to Jacksonville, and we'll see what happens because that environment's going to be crazy good. And so, you know, I love the show. Mondays are great. You are right. I am so grateful that I didn't hear the call this morning from Wilco, Jeff in the Borough, because it's hard to listen to his voice. But I appreciate you, appreciate the show, and I love your takes, man. Thank you so much.
Joe, appreciate it, man. Joe down in Boca. Johnny Vegas says, Bill, the lines this morning, Florida opened up at 22. It's now 20. Florida State opened up plus one against Louisville, and it's now 2.5, plus 2.5. And the Gators and the Vols play. Yeah, I do reminisce. The Gators and the Vols may never recapture the 1990s. And it's sad. That was such an intense game for the players, but also the fans. It meant everything. It had everything riding on it. Let's say the last half of the 90s. Not anymore. And again, mainly because of the Vols. Randy says, Bill, my wife asked me why the running back from the Buckeyes is not at Virginia Tech. I told her that average Joe can't recruit and that all the good Virginia kids have been leaving the state. My wife even knows how important recruiting is for success. Yeah, he was the number one ranked running back in the class of 21 in America. Didn't he opt out his senior year? I don't think he played. And you just saw why on Saturday. Tennessee Shanky down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, Gator Hate Week. Put on your jorts and kiss your cousin. Go Vols. I've never had jorts. Where would you get them? Can you go, like, into a Marshalls, and is there a jorts section? I've never even noticed that. Buckeye Brenda, I was asking, there were a ton of empty seats in the horseshoe on Saturday in C-Bus. She says, Bill, lowest attendance Saturday at the shoe since all the way back to 1971. We're talking 50 years ago, y'all. She says, number one, it was the heat. Hottest game temps we ever saw. It was 95 in the stadium. People were passing out. She says, number two, it was a 3:30 game, and it was not expected to be competitive. She said, I had to leave the stands and find shade. Miserable with the sun beating down. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that hot. You know, we are expected. I don't know if you folks have noticed this. Now, you get on down where Allen is and below where Perry Mason is, Joe and Boca, Jim and Jupiter, they're not going to feel this. But later in the week, the nighttime temperatures are going down. The first real feel of fall. I noticed that later, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, somewhere in there, the lows here are 52 down to 47. I always look ahead. Yeah, 52 down to 47. Now, again, you get Tampa and below, you probably, you guys won't feel that at all. Steven down in Baton Rouge, Bill, Coach Propes can fire up the Walking Dead zombies. Let's go. Yeah, Coach Propes at the top of the hour. That's always a, on Mondays now. Yeah, on Mondays. Always fires you up. Karen. And I've got that Arkansas game in Vietnam with the Aggies, the number one game on the OP. Aggies favor. Now, these numbers I got from yesterday, but Aggies were favored by about 5. She says, it is incumbent upon the Fighting Jimbos to calm down the hogs. They're running those big hog jowls. Arkansas fans are the happiest they've been since before Blondie and Bobby P wrecked in the ditch. Because remember, they had some good teams through there. Yeah. Prior to Bobby P taking the Blondie, volleyballer, former volleyballer, and they're going to take a little Sunday cruise. Remember that? He's in his late 50s. She's probably 23. And they're cruising down the road, and then God from above. I'm not kidding. Sent a gentle breeze at Bobby P and knocked him over into that ditch. Not hurting anybody, but exposing Bobby P with the Blondie. Then the happiness in Hogtown, well, not Gainesville, Vietnam, subsided. Yeah, God said, I'm not going to watch this anymore. Bobby P, you old pervert. Hit the ditch, dude. And then lie about it. Yeah, they're happy. Fayetteville, Arkansas, in general, they are very happy right now. Should be. All right, we'll get a break. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THB. In the process of moving these damaged vehicles, but right now it's got traffic crazy slow as we check it out live here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All the traffic flow trying to get in from Davidson County right now is just a mess. Again, that's 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway, 1300 block of Rural Hill Road, 65 south between OHB and Briley Parkway. A wreck being dispatched there in Madison. Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. App, simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlays and exclusive always-on promotions. They even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Such a range of betting options. Player props, futures. You can find it at FanDuel Sportsbook. And right now, bet on any game. FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back and if you don't win in your first bet. Site credit, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. You win, keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in that site credit. If you never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? What a great, great deal this is. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code GREGP. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code GREGP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, 50% chance of more rain. Thunderstorms too. Cloudy skies otherwise. Lows around 71. For Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 81. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms 61. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
When you're going from Natty Light to Nickel 12 to Popcorn Bill, you know your college football Saturday's probably going in the wrong direction.
What if I told you
they shot Elvis.
There was a Tennessee fan with a tattoo of Lane Kiffin on his left butt cheek? What if I told you he keeps a fifth of Dickel number 12 in his orange Tony Lama boots on game?
And get rid of Bruce Pearl for having too many hot dogs on his grill.
What if I told you he coined the term Fatmer? ESPC 30 for 30 presents the Cattleman from Cosby.
Hell, he beat Saban. Freeze can coach. He might cheat and call the hookers, but he can coach football.
That one, 200 years from now, will still be funny. That one will never die. Frankie down in Fort Myers. Frankie is a vet down there. He takes care of the animals. And went to Auburn. Yeah, went to Auburn's vet school. Says, Bill, has there ever been accountability for SEC officiating? May have been the worst I've ever seen. Two number fours in Mississippi State and can't keep up with down and distance. It's time for a reckoning, Bill. Was not a good weekend for the SEC when it comes to officiating. Very embarrassing. Very. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, let me get this straight. Florida State gets blowed out by Wake. That's the way we say it. Got blowed out. Jeff in the Borough is making fun of the Noles. I almost destroyed my cantina during the game, and Allen has to work in Hogtown this week. These are tough times, Bill. Now, Allen not only is working in Hogtown, he's working for the University of Florida. Just saying. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, here was the deal in that Bishop Gorman game. It was 24-7 with a minute 8 to go. Hamilton recovered two onside kicks and won 25-24. That is absolutely amazing. Yeah, I saw it all over Twitter. I wasn't watching it. Gator Brandon. Bill, I got back last night from Florida. I've been to quite a few games in my life. That was one of the loudest I've ever been to. I think Emory did a lot of growing up during that game. Yeah, he did. Anthony Richardson was not a go. I was suspicious of that. I thought, and smart of Mullen, you don't have to tell anybody, the media or anybody else, what your status is, and they said Anthony Richardson is a go. I doubted that. Yeah, I did not believe that, and Emory Jones didn't need him. Now, could he have made some big plays in that game? Sure, but I'm just saying Emory Jones played very well. That's the best we've seen him play. The resume's not real big yet, but to date, that is the best we've seen him play, and we saw him do it on a monster stage. Just saying. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, don't forget to mention every P5 fan's nightmare. Cincinnati with another win over a P5 school. Yeah, they beat Indiana. What was it? 38-24. Another impressive win for Luke Fickell. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, Wolverine Dan can't cook. That recipe proves it. Josh, though, didn't you tell me you actually tried that recipe with the White Castle inside the cavity of the turkey? White Castle burgers, that's a thing. Until Dan brought that on the show, and I'll get, by the way, Dan's called us up, but we don't have any time here. We're about to break. So, Dan, if you can hold through, I can get you. Wolverine Dan. But I thought that was just a joke. If you look that up, that is a thing. Now, I don't know how many people actually do it, but going to your local grocery store, go to the frozen food section. He says, I've never tried this, get you a 10-pack of White Castle burgers, crunch them up, shove them in the cavity, add some onions and some other stuff, whatever he said, and cook that bad boy, and you will just be in heaven. It's so incredible. First of all, we were talking about this. I don't know how many wives would let a husband do that. If your husband, you wives out there, you ladies out there, if your husband or dude came home and said, I just got some White Castle, and for Thanksgiving, we're putting this in the turkey and cooking it, how many would agree to that? That, now, Dan's wife agrees to it. There's one. But I don't know of any others. Coach's hot seat, Bill, and he's out at Lake Tahoe. Of course James Franklin's going to go to Southern Cal because you be coaching one of the top programs in America, and you'll play in the Pac-12 where you don't have to deal with the Big Ten, Eastern Division, and you have a shot at a national championship. And they'll pay him tons of money. Well, if he leaves, I'll be shocked. But you have to admit that the West Coast right now is unconquered. Now you could say, well, Bill, Oregon, yes. If there's anybody conquering the West in the moment, it is Oregon. True. By the way, Oregon lost their quarterback. They brought in heralded player Ty Thompson. So the Cal brought in Jackson Dart. He threw for, what, 350? Keaton Slovis went down early in that Washington State game for the Trojans, for the prophylactic posse. All right, we'll get a break. Top of the hour, we're getting there. Balls of Steel nominations. Oh, boy, I bet that list is limitless. Probably a whole lot of gutless and nutless in there, too. Omni Nashville Hotel. Thank you.
Good morning. THP in the process of moving these damaged vehicles, but right now it's got traffic crazy slow as we check it out live here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. All the traffic flow trying to get in from Davidson County right now is just a mess. Again, that's 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway, 1300 block of Rural Hill Road, 65 south between OHB and Briley Parkway. A wreck being dispatched there in Madison. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Pat Fitzgerald, Northwestern. Hey, Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Great to be on with the King.
Love me some Coach Fitz. Steven, Bill, the Hogs look pretty good again, even coming off the big win last week. I have some questions about our pass game and opponents running open in the secondary. Excited to see if the Hogs can compete in the SEC, starting with the Aggie game. I am very energized, happy, pumped about that game. Looking forward to it. Yeah, I've got that game in the one slot. I've got the Wisconsin and Fighting Irish game in the two slot. Tabs and Noel Kev and all our friends up in Chicago. Jeff in Chicago, you're right over there by Soldier Field. None of you like Notre Dame. Actually, Jeff in Chicago, I think, grew up a Notre Dame fan before he went to IU. I think he told me that. Now he's an IU fan. No Kev up there in Chicago. Bill, not one that thinks that Mike Norvell at Florida State ought to be fired, but he says, I think that they need to do something with their coordinators. Randy Shannon is an advisor. Why not make him the defensive coordinator? Dan, as in Wolverine Dan, in the Rocket City. Welcome in, sir.
Well, good morning. I finally found out your call screener's name. I'm going to call him General Patton. Is that okay?
That's a nice compliment. Yes, that works. Yes.
Very well. Thank you. If Josh, even if I made him something, if he liked it, he wouldn't say he likes it. I mean, he just wouldn't.
Think he tried your recipe, though, and he said it was okay. It was a couple of years ago.
You know, when I come to commit this, usually I bring a bag of rub. Have you tried my rub?
I have. It was good. Yeah, it's gone now. It's been used, but it was good.
Okay, well, I'll bring some more. I got a question for you. When are you going to start offering that hotel situation with the commitments? Pretty soon, or
we will. But I promise you, nobody will get left out. I'll make sure we have a link up and plenty of time, and we get the good rate and everything. There's no worries there at all. I'll get it done.
Well, let's talk football. I'm a little bit more confident. I'm not going to just get on this phone here and just say we're going to beat everybody. I just don't see it. I mean, I like the improvement, very much improved. I have not a trivia thing, but something that all goes together. What does Michigan and Tom Brady have in common with Gordie Howe?
I have – you went hockey on me, so I can't go there. I have no idea.
Okay. Well, Michigan game against Northern Illinois had 9 consecutive possessions with touchdowns. And then Tom Brady and Tampa Bay broke another record, 9 consecutive games with 35 points or more, and Brady scored with 5 touchdowns. And Gordie Howe is number 9. So they all have 9.
There you go.
So there you go. I'm excited. It's good to see our quarterback throw a little bit better, 172 yards. I'm happy about that. I don't know if you knew, but Corum is actually, ESPN is talking about he might be one of the 5 finalists for the Heisman. What do you think of that?
I mean, I know last year we had a wide receiver win it, but it's usually going to be the quarterback somewhere. We'll see.
Okay. Well, did you watch the game at all? What do you think?
I had it on, but I mean, I don't get really much out of Michigan smashing Northern Illinois. I mean, it's not going to. I'll give an example. I didn't watch Alabama Mercer a week ago either.
Okay. Okay, I gotcha. Well, our offensive line, I think, is playing quite well. And I think Mike Hart, which, of course, he's the all-time leading rusher for Wolverines. He's our running back coach, and I think our running backs are running a lot better.
Yep.
They're hitting the hole a lot faster. They're not kind of hesitating. And I think our running back situation is doing quite well. We got 2 great running backs as far as I'm concerned. And our offensive line's playing well. So that holds well. But yet again, and I'm going to try to hold back a little bit, we'll see what happens at Camp Randall. That's where the true first test will be. And, I like what I see, and that's all I can say. I wish I could go further with it, but I've been let down for so many years. Beginning of the year, we do so well, and then we get to the media schedule, and it falls apart.
Dan, stay in touch, sir.
See you, brother.
Balls of steel. You can start posting those right now. Put those up on Twitter, and it may be a balls of steel. It may be a no balls. It could be a gutless and nutless. Those are the categories right there, and I want all of them. Pile them up. Pile them up as high as the eye can see, starting with Monday's in our number 3. I love balls of steel. We get a lot of good nominations. Will over in Arkansas. Bill, curious how many 6th-year COVID seniors are on some of these rosters. Also, COVID rules limited practices and games. Does that mean better health and development? I absolutely think COVID is part of what's happening in college football, not to mention transfer portal impact. Yeah, it's not as chalky. Karen pointed this out earlier, and I think that's right. The chalk isn't as overwhelming right now as some other years. We'll see. It's 3 weeks. That's not the end of the book. We're not on the last chapter yet. We're in the early stages of that book. We're presented by the place where Wolverine Dan will be, and that's Commitments, the Omni Nashville Hotel.